In North Carolina, you can legally drop out of high school at the age of 16, except for in two school districts in Catawba County, Newton Conover City Schools and Hickory Public Schools. Both were given permission to raise the dropout age to 18 3 years ago as part of a pilot program. These districts have seen some success, but they don't owe it all to raising the dropout age. WFAE's Aaron Wygant has more.
Newton Conover Schools had a wake-up call in 2011. 45 students dropped out. In a small system, that's huge. That lowered the graduation rate to 83%. Hickory Public Schools was also having problems with a 76% graduation rate. Together, they asked the State Board of Education to raise the dropout age in their districts as part of a pilot program. Newton Conover Assistant Superintendent Aaron Gabriel says they needed to try something different.
Sometimes they need the feather, sometimes they need the hammer. In some cases, they have to know there's something hanging over their head because they just don't see the value in it yet.
4 years later, in 2015, Newton Conover City Schools had the best graduation rate in the state at 97% with only two dropouts. But Gabriel attributes the success to more than just raising the dropout age. And so does his counterpart at Hickory Public Schools, Angela Simmons.
It's not just that law that's changing things. Lots of different things are trying to be creative, opening up more opportunities during the summer to catch up on credit. Some of these children are working 40-hour plus a week jobs, so we need to find ways to be creative and help them for all those other pieces as well.
The two districts partnered to add alternative programs to accommodate students with jobs, students taking care of sick family members, and other extenuating circumstances. For example, they added online courses and traditional campus classes after regular school hours. The schools reallocated existing teachers and funds to run these programs to avoid additional costs. It's these programs that have made the most difference, they say. Hickory hasn't seen as dramatic of a difference as Newton Conover, but the graduation rates did go up about 1%, bringing the district average to 84% in 2016. Simmons says the threat of a trip to court helps keep some of the older kids in school.
We actually bring them into the courtroom. I think it makes a big difference. I think they see that attendance is not something to play around with. It is and can be a criminal charge.
That's something of a bluff. In fact, both school systems call it the bluff factor. It's true, those under 18 in these districts can be charged with a misdemeanor, but that rarely happens. And for more backup, these districts can now turn to the juvenile justice system, says William Lassiter. He's the deputy secretary of the system.
We really try to keep kids out of confined facilities for committing truancy and really work with the family and with the school to figure out what's causing this kid to be truant.
It's unlikely North Carolina will raise the dropout age statewide anytime soon. Bills to do so haven't gotten far. Critics argue it's spending time and money on students who don't want to be there and cause disruptions. However, the state board has given approval for two more districts to raise the dropout age, Rutherford and McDowell County Schools. It's unclear when those new requirements will go into effect. For WFAE News, I'm Aaron Wygant.